for a long and healthy life.
Talk Radio News. Ellen Ratner, the Grand Dame of the Joint, joins us now. It doesn't matter if it's sleet, hail, snow. If she's on a train, she'll get to us somehow. We appreciate it. Hey, Ellen, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. The payroll thing, of course, here we are down to the nitty-gritty time-wise. Friday is get-out-of-town day, and there's all this stuff that's been thrown around about we're going to stay extra, the government could shut down, all this other stuff. But now it's looking like they might even have to come up with a two-month backstop for the for this fight.
Well, that's right. But I think, look, they have a month. They want to get out of town this weekend. It is Christmas week. They want to see their kids in the Christmas play, all that kind of stuff. So it looks like a deal will be struck by Sunday. These things tend to go on, and partisan fighting, and then everybody looks at each other and says, time to go home.
Yeah, so, yeah, they don't want to, that's what I said, they don't want to stick around, so they're going to figure something out. That's the bottom line.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
All right, speaking of figuring something out, I guess they eventually did. Congress sent the defense authorization bill up to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. What was the scoop on that?
Well, it does look like it's going to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, and it looks like 13 senators voted against the bill, pretty much evenly split between Democrats and Republicans on that side. So Republicans have some issues. They may think it's too much spending. They may not like the way it's structured. Democrats, of course, are upset about the provisions on Guantanamo and detainees and all that kind of thing.
All right. And then the Justice Department is looking into Sheriff Joe Arpaio, famous for all kinds of things that he's done with the pink underwear, what he's done with the criminals in the desert and the tent city sort of that he put up. What's the scoop on that? The Justice Department's just trying to dig deeper into some things, that some allegations?
Well, the allegations are that he has had unfair arrest records, stopping people asking the question, who are Latino or Latina, that he has not paid as much attention to women who have had perhaps abuse while in the jails. If they're Latina or if they're white, he pays attention to it. If they're Latina, he doesn't. That kind of thing. The Justice Department has apparently been watching this for a long time before they went after him today.
Wow. All right, so we'll keep an eye on that. Ellen, you have a terrific rest of your evening. Thanks so much for coming on America Tonight. Now, certainly the full court press is on as Friday is upon us. This is it. Either the government's going to shut down over the weekend or they're going to figure this thing out. They have come to apparently an agreement. I got a text message about this that they think is going to stop the government shutdown before Friday midnight. We knew this was going to happen. I mean, you can just see it. You know what the backdrop is. Breaking into programming to say that they've come to some sort of an agreement. It might be a temporary one, but it's always about band-aids, isn't it? I think when you first get elected and you're a freshman senator or you're new to Congress, they should issue you a box of band-aids because this is, and put you, carry this with you. Because this is what constantly happens. I mean, we really are a nation that puts a band-aid over every single one of our problems, ones that we can't deal with. So this is what I think is going to happen here. So they're signing off on a massive spending bill that will fund the government, right, through October of 2012. So the House and the Senate are expected to vote on the conference report, that's what this is, before that midnight deadline. The Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, he was kicking the can all over the place, all over the map, said that the negotiations were continuing on extending the payroll tax cut and even some of the other things that are supposed to expire at the end of the year, including anybody listening to my voice that is unemployed, who hasn't been unemployed, especially for that long, worried about an increase in payments also to doctors who do the Medicare thing. A lot of those doctors are going to ask for just cash, right up front. And so many have bailed already because the system is is messed up for them with the whole payment thing. And not a surprise, we're in a world of hurt when it comes to health care. So this is another thing that gets booted. Bottom line is, there will be compromise at the last gasp. That's what it is. We're out of breath. We're out of time. We want to go home. So we're going to come up with some way to do this temporarily. It's interesting because this piggybacks on a poll that was just released by the Pew Research Center for the People and the Press, and it showed public discontent, that's their word, I would say disgust, with Congress is at mind-blowing record levels. Two-thirds of voters saying most lawmakers should be voted out of office next year. Two-thirds. That is huge when you think about it. What does that mean in a room? Think of how many people would be eliminated. So this job creation plan of the president's, if they don't pass the payroll tax measure, that's a major part of his deal, major part of it. The pressure is on. The heat is on. I mean, the president's saying, listen, you should not and cannot go home for vacation. If you do not do this, if you do not extend this tax credit, and there's no reason that the government should shut down over this. I agree with him there. It should not shut down over this. It's ridiculous. You're either punting, doing it, not doing it, whatever. So Friday is pretty critical. So I think everything's on life support. And once again, just when they're getting ready to pull the plug, somebody comes charging in at the last second and says, oh, we have a deal. We have a deal. I think what it is maybe there's a tug of war behind the scenes as to who gets to announce that. Is it a Democratic leader or is it a Republican leader or is it a combination of both of them? Let's say Harry Reid and perhaps the Speaker of the House. We've seen scenes like that set up before. So while America is running around, grabbing up those artificial Christmas trees, making cookies, doing whatever you do the week before Christmas, so much hangs in the balance for people who are struggling and don't know what the next step is. And then everyone else who's sick of the constant pressure that's being applied to the deficit. It's, you know, don't ask, don't tell. A different version of it. Don't ask. How bad is that deficit? We won't tell you, but we know it's over $14 trillion, and we continue to go down that same winded, crazy road where we never make the right turn. You know, it winds all over the place. Hey, coming up on America Tonight, we're going to dig into Iraq because this is the end of the war. It was kind of a little bit of a ceremony that marked officially the end of the war. So what is it all mean? What does it mean to you, to your family, any of you who have served in the military? I've gotten lots of emails about that. In fact, when we go to a mailbag in this hour, we'll make sure that we spend special attention to that because I got so many, really in the last week, so many interesting letters from people who have served in the past and people who just got back. Stay with us. We're kicking that can over the fence, through the woods, and it's going to land somewhere.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget, SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
Hey, everybody. Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now, look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate, so you could lose money. Gold goes up and down. But every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery. So you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com. Thursday night. Not much of a game. Of course, Atlanta. What did you think was going to happen there, Atlanta and Jacksonville? This is a good time to tell you, in our third hour of the show, we have a cool thing called Nail the Score. All that happens here is like playing the lottery, folks, only you don't have to plunk down a dollar or $100. You're just picking numbers out of the sky. Our computer randomly comes up with the game of the week. You call in, ding, 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 800-259. I can't even do a telephone anymore. We all have such crazy rings. But 800-259-5791, keep the number close to you. And you tell us who you think's going to win. Whatever team you believe of the two teams is going to win and what you think the final score is going to be. We're getting very, very close to somebody nailing the score. So perhaps in the next week or two that will happen. How cool would that be? By the way, the Falcons ripped the head off the Jags. You want to hear this score? Imagine if this had been the game of the week. 41-14. Yeah. I think picking Atlanta was a no-brainer, but 41-14, I guarantee you I wouldn't have even come close to that score. So who knows what the game of the week will be? Could be the Cowboys and the Bucks, could be the Packers and the Chiefs, could be the Seahawks and the Bears, could be the Redskins and the Giants. How about this one, the Patriots and the Broncos? Will Tim Tebow do it again and come up with his eighth win? You'll have to find out in our third hour, Nail the Score. If you can't get to the phones, you can also, just during that time period, hit us up with a guess through the miracle of the internet, americatonight.net. But there's no head start here, so you're going to have to wait. All right, so we move from telling you what's coming up to what happened earlier in the evening. Yet another, debate. Final one, really, the Republicans' final debate before the Iowa caucus in Sioux City. So you have Mitt Romney, Newt Gingrich, Ron Paul, John Huntsman, Michelle Bachmann, Rick Perry, Rick Santorum, and this is the final chance for them. It was the final chance for them to give their campaign one little kind of boost, send-off, if you will, because the primary season is almost here. And this was a debate that was on Fox. And the networks, of course, were really clamoring to get these debates when they realized what a bonanza they were ratings-wise. And look, in a debate, you can stick anything in a debate, right? So the commercials are not limited, meaning it's easy to get the commercial spots when you know so many eyes are on it. The Iowa caucus is January 3rd. After that, the New Hampshire primary on January 10th. We're going to be broadcasting from the New Hampshire primary, by the way. Excited about that. And we'll get you the sights, the sounds, and hopefully we'll really dig down as deep as we can when we arrive on the scene, because it's a madhouse. I mean, it's like a free-for-all. You know what? It's like you haven't eaten, and you're saving up all your meals. You've, like, lost 20 pounds because you're going to Vegas. You're going to power through the buffets at Vegas, and you go crazy, hog wild. That's what it's like when you go to the New Hampshire primary. So should be a lot of fun. But first, the caucus. That's January 3rd, can you imagine, in Iowa. So anyway, Newt Gingrich leading in the polls, and Gingrich has some had some thoughts on a couple of things earlier in the day, talking about that how big this election is. He put it into a historic perspective from his point of view. Take a listen.
This is a very important time for America. This may be the most important election since 1860.
1860? You win a copy of my book, Sports Shorts, if you can tell me what election that was in 1860. I'm not going to tell you. At the end of the show, I'll tell you the election if you don't know it. But see, you win a copy. It's already on its way. It's been on its way for a long time, but you already got a copy because you already mentioned in the acknowledgments. All right. The spoiler. Spoiler alert. So we move from Gingrich to Pete King, the congressman from New York. You can so hear his accent. But the longtime Republican congressman from New York really cuts into Gingrich. He says he's a terrible candidate, just not a great candidate. And the impact on the Republicans will be devastating if Newt Gingrich gets the nomination. Check it out.
He'll be a very poor candidate from the convention through November, through Election Day. God knows what direction he'll take the party in. Once he becomes president, I would hope that the office would change him. If it doesn't change him, there'd be real trouble. He would scare away independent voters. He may end up scaring away some Republicans and make it very hard for us to get the Reagan Democrats, the independent-minded Democrats, the more conservative Democrats who would like to vote Republican in certain years. But when they see Newt, he would be their worst nightmare of what a Republican should be.
All right, so there you heard what Pete King had to say. Is he right? Would Newt be the worst nightmare for the Republicans? The way he paints it, he went through every possible scenario. Because, you know, when you're not just one strain. You're 50 flavors under one umbrella. The Democrats, the most liberal of the liberal, the moderate Democrats, the more conservative Democrats, the blue dog Democrats. And then, of course, for the Republicans, you know, pick a slide, any slide, same thing. And he went through the litany of what he believed would not be good if Newt Gingrich was the guy. So he is the front runner, and he really went head to head on the stage in this last debate. In fact, in a pretty big attack, and it's not who you think, in a pretty big attack, Congresswoman Bachmann said of Gingrich that he had his hand out and received $1.6 million to influence senior Republicans and keep the scam, these are her words, keep the scam going in Washington for Freddie Mac. And Gingrich said, that's not true. I never lobbied under any circumstances. And he denied, you know, kept denying it. And the clash really was kind of the atmosphere of this last debate. That kind of set the tone for it with the former House Speaker who's killing it in the polls. Certainly nationally he's doing that. It was interesting to see how everybody just kind of went after him, picking up his bones, trying to pick apart his carcass, and it didn't, you know, he just deflects it. Because when you are the person who's leading in the polls, it doesn't matter who it is, you're definitely going to take some heat. Former Senator Rick Santorum from Pennsylvania, who had staked his campaign on Iowa, was also pretty quick to jump on Gingrich. He said that Gingrich had to contend with a conservative revolution from the Republican lawmakers when he was the House Speaker in the 90s. And Romney, who's now second in the polls in Iowa, really refrained from criticizing Gingrich. He was the guy, and that's the thing I picked out right away, and I think some of the people that are reporting on this, I'm sure, will probably take note of that because it's the obvious storyline, is who attacked Gingrich and who didn't. I mean, day to day, they go, you know, they're going head to head against each other, but not on the stage they didn't so much. Not so much. They didn't do that. So Gingrich, Bachman, and Santorum were definitely hard hitting in front of that Iowa crowd because they know, you know, this is the big game in town with the nationwide, you know, audience. So Texas Governor Rick Perry, who's now known for his folksy style, that dog don't hunt. When he makes a mistake, he bounces back. He said, I hope I'm the Tim Tebow of the Iowa caucuses. And, of course, he means who I was just talking about, the Broncos quarterback, who gets reamed for the way he passes, but now he's had 7 wins in 8 weeks. He says he could be that guy. And John Huntsman, I don't know if he had a cocktail before he got on the stage or what, but he insists that he's a steadier conservative than anyone else on the stage. And this is what he said. He said, we're getting screwed. I thought he said Scrooged at first when I heard it. We're getting screwed as Americans. I'm thinking, sign him up for a talk show. What happened to him? He came unglued for a second because it's not normally how Huntsman speaks. But you could tell he was playing to the crowd, trying to play it up. And, of course, the topics were widespread, whether it was a nuclear war, Iran connected to that, or whether we were talking about the economy. It was kind of a free-for-all as far as that's concerned. All right, coming up on the flip side, you can give us a call and throw in your 2 cents, 800-259-5791. But we're checking the mail.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe. After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for aromatic liquids extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Alli-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Alli-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Tonight, people, my name is Kate Delaney. Hope you got all your shopping done, or you have a lot of patience, or you're like most of Americans and others outside of our borders who go to the internet. You do the online ordering, then it's all about delivery. However, we're getting closer and closer to the day, so here's the thing. Ultimately, the price to ship things has gone sky high. I shipped something the other day, and I thought, well, I have plenty of time. And I went in, and they measured some kind of crazy box and said, oh, yeah, that's $60. I was like, oh, that's not even $60 worth of stuff there. You got to be kidding me. And, of course, it turns out I found out a neat little trick. At some packing places, they give you bigger boxes because it costs more to ship it, so they make more. Then the guy said to the other guy, oh, no, you could do that smaller. And suddenly the price went down, like $40. So there's a little tip from me to you. When you go in and you're shipping something, you know, make sure they're not putting it in a ginormous box because you're paying for that box. And they'll make you convinced that you need all this peanuts in it and everything else so that it's just stuffed. Somebody opens the box and it's a little teeny weeny thing in there and you've paid 3 or 4 times what you should pay. All right, so while you're running around doing that, bravo to all the families who have sacrificed so much just year after year, deployment after deployment, in the Iraq situation. Officially, the U.S. officially declares an end to the war in Iraq on Thursday. There was a ceremony to retire the flag. Did you know that? For the U.S. forces in Iraq, the ceremony was attended by the Defense Secretary, Leon Panetta, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Martin Dempsey. And this is a little over 2 weeks before everybody leaves the country, because December 31st, is the last day. So you still are looking at 5,500 soldiers that are in Iraq, but they should be gone. They're supposed to be gone by then. The president, who initially, when he was a freshman senator, and actually when he was a state senator, because all this stuff was going on, whether to invade Iraq or not, said it was just a dumb war. Now he's the commander-in-chief, and this is many, many years later, of course. And here was Obama's take on Iraq and what it meant.
They are handing over to Iraq a country that has had a democratic election, that is working in a political fashion instead of a violent fashion to resolve differences.
All right, well, that's good. If they can solve differences despite this long-held religious beliefs that have led to a lot of tension in that region, and something is gained by that, and they can continue to maintain it, well, then history will look favorably upon what happened there. And no matter what you think about the craziness of the weapons of mass destruction and the empty shell that we found in the search, in the quest for the Holy Grail of the weapon of mass destruction, or weapons, Saddam Hussein was out of control, and his nutty son was worse. How many women he raped, how many people he slaughtered, crazy, crazy nonsense. I just rented something, a movie about his son. I can't think of the name of it. I will. It's like The Devil's Demon or something. It was just nuts what Hussein's son did. So that country was saved in one sense from his ridiculous, outrageous dictatorship. But now, and then moving into the future, are they able to maintain what they have as far as what the president just said there, working on things diplomatically rather than through violence? So that was on a lot of people's minds. Let's head to the mailbag.
The mail! The mail is here!
Ooh!
All right, this one comes to us from Monty. And Monty says, hello, Ms. Delaney. I want to say that I've listened to your show now for a while, off and on, when I haven't been deployed. I won't tell you much about my unit because I'm not trying to pat myself on the back or pat the other guys that I was there with. But let's just say we are all banded brothers. You would not believe some of the hellish things that we went through and came out on the other side. I still feel proud to have done what we did, and I do believe the people's lives there have been changed. At least that is my hope. Thanks. Thank you, Monty, for that quick note. All right, here's another one. This comes to us from Mrs. C. Mrs. C. says, America Tonight, I listen in Vermont. I started listening maybe a year and a half ago. I know you've talked a lot about the wars at the point where we have to get out, and I do agree with you. I didn't agree originally when we first went into that country, but now at this point, the fact that finally we're gone, I think, is a good thing, because too much blood was shed, to use your words, and more than anything else, too many limbs were lost. So welcome back, boys. It's good to have you home again. Absolutely. It's absolutely good to have everybody back once everybody's out of there. But we still have Afghanistan to deal with, and who knows what happens with Iran. That's a prickly situation. So the Middle East is still very much in our wheelhouse, but not, at least not right now, today, Iraq. I want to hear next about reparations for war because of the money that was spent. How about some of that oil? Yep, that's what we're looking at. Here's one from Chip. Kate, what is wrong with our government? I am sick of it. Put me in any poll you want to put me in, and it's all negative when it comes to the legislative cats. They have no clue what they're doing. And once again, they threaten a government shutdown. Don't they always do that? They're like the boy who cried wolf. And then, at the last minute, suddenly they have a deal. I think it's all for show. I think they all should be voted out. Think, America, when you go to the polls next time around. Well said. Absolutely. Think hard on who you want to represent you. I think a lot of it's on voting. I think that what you do, if you like someone or you're kind of on the fence about someone, look at their voting record. It's easy to find it out. And if you don't know who the representative is, rather, I always offer this. Just send me where you live. Send it to me at americatonight.net, and we can easily figure that out. And I don't blame you. Sometimes you need a scorecard anyway to keep up with all the moves in Washington. All right, here's one from Grant who says, Kate, I don't know if you know this or not. I know sometimes you do birthdays off and on, but somebody that I really admired, at least his writing style, even if I didn't always agree with what he wrote, died. Christopher Hitchens died. Did you know that? He was somebody who was, I think, battling cancer, and I think he was had an incredible wit and a way with words, a true wordsmith, something that we're often missing these days, especially when it comes to politics. What say you? Yeah, it's interesting that you bring that up, because I like Hitchens. I don't agree with everything he says either, but I thought, you know, he was an essayist is what you would call him, but he was so satirical, and he did have a way with words. He did. I read a lot of what Hitchens wrote. In fact, I got a subscription, and I don't get subscriptions to very many magazines, but I got a subscription to, of all things, Vanity Fair magazine. And the reason I did is because they started to have some good political stuff. Even if some of it I didn't agree with, some of it was so well written, and he did great stories. Some of the more investigative stuff, I'll say, you knew, obviously, he was an insider. So he succumbs to cancer. He died at Anderson Cancer Center in Houston of pneumonia, and that was a complication of the cancer that he had gotten. But certainly his words will live on. If you have never heard of him and you're into politics, I mean, other things too. Sometimes he did kind of gossipy things, but really a lot of it focused on politics. Just Google his name, Christopher Hitchens. He came on a show, Politically Incorrect, that I used to watch when it was on ABC. Bill Maher was the moderator, but he had some good panels, because he'd have conservatives and Democratic-leaning people. And I thought the conversation was good on both sides. I thought it was good when whatever the issues were. And he was a guest a lot, and I think that's what turned me on to him. I think that's when I first saw him, because I wasn't somebody who read Vanity Fair too much, unless I was on a plane somewhere or was around or, you know, whatever. But his offerings were excellent. All right, here's our last one. This comes to us from Mimi, and she says, Kate, did you see the latest debate? I have to admit I am a little bit debate weary, but I feel compelled to tune in, and I guess this is what the networks all understand, because I don't want to miss anything. I'm afraid I'll miss some bumble stumble, some crazy thing that you'll be talking about or somebody else on my local station will talk about, and I won't know about it because I've missed the debate. They have us hooked in. They're smart. They do have us hooked in, I guess, from that point of view, the gaffes. It's like the bonus features at the end of a flick. You know, you go to see, like, Will Ferrell. He usually puts those in there. He did that movie Anchorman, and then there was some funny stuff afterwards. I mean, now it seems like they save that and sell it when they go the DVD route, you know, once they go to DVDs. But to your point, it is what we're looking for, I guess. You're looking for, hopefully, a few shining moments, but you're looking for some of those rubbernecking moments, too. Clearly, we all buy into that a little bit. All right, the outrage of the day. Wait till you hear about this one.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com, your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Outrageous stories to tell you about, and it just depends on your point of view in on one of them. I think we'll all be in agreement on a medical one that I've dug up, but that's making the rounds all over the country. But this other story I happen to come upon because of our listeners at WICC in Connecticut and some people in Connecticut sending me links to it and whatnot, and I thought this was pretty interesting. So we're going to just dive right into the deep end of the pool. Are you ready? Here we go. On your mark, set, go. If you ever participated in sports, then you know that there are different kinds of coaches. And these days, you know, when people say we've become a nanny state or we're too soft, we become a nation that's too soft, a lot of times part of that and what people are referring to is the fact that you give everybody honorable mentions, or you get a medal just for participating, or you get a certificate just because you were in the sack race. And then you, you know, your team went to district and you came in fifth, and then you still get a certificate of participation. And I think, and this is from someone not being a parent, being an involved aunt, I think that kids need to know winning and losing. I think they need to know what it is to kick it up another notch, or how can they compete? What are we doing with kids when they're 9, 10 years old, and then they get out into this rough and tumble world where jobs are different, technology or the green space or education is now the new thing. There's not as many factory jobs, manufacturing jobs. Things that we used to do in this country have become obsolete or are becoming obsolete. How are they going to compete if they don't know how to kick it into a different gear? Not just athletically, but even when it comes to work-related things. And that's, to me, that's the problem. We don't want to be that nation where you don't have, there's nothing wrong with someone trying their best and getting an attaboy, because it's good to lose and then feel like you want to come back and win. Hopefully, all of you listening to me in some form have had a win in your life. I don't care if you just won 15 games of bingo, or you won the lottery, or you won an academic decathlon, or you won the football championship. Doesn't matter. But in some form, even if you just won a raffle, just something that made you feel, at least feel that feeling of winning, okay? So this story comes out of Connecticut, and there's an eighth grade football coach that had his players set their third place trophies on fire. The new Cannon black football team finished its season in early November after losing in the semifinals. A couple of weeks later, the players and coaches were at a teammate's house to celebrate the end of the season. Okay, so that's good. The celebration, though, went in a different direction. After parents presented the team with third-place trophies, the coaches had the players go to a park and just set them all on fire. So there was a trophy burning at a public park, and it was made public a few days ago, and the community is furious. They think the three coaches should resign. They're pressuring them to resign. They say it's a terrible example that, you know, what kind of an example is it that it just blew their minds completely that the coaches would do that. One of the coaches apologized to the parents and the players in a letter that he sent out and admitted that they made a mistake and said the message was intended to be positive, that it was a mistake to carry it out that way, but we want to apologize. And a lot of them are worried about the message that a trophy burning sends. So police aren't pressing charges for the trophy fire, because the coaches had a fire extinguisher. So that was the other thing. There was only a tiny patch of grass that was burned. I don't know. To me, it's, I don't get it, because I think that they were trying to send the message of, let's do better. Third is not good enough. We can do better than that. But some other people think that's wrong. They're saying that if you don't get first or second place, you're sending a bad message that third is, you know, you're not good enough if you don't get that. Well, you aren't good enough. You want to be the winner. You want those kids to dig deep and feel like they can win. So the next time around, that's what they're looking at. I played in sports where only the winners got trophies. So you had to be, first of all, you had to make the team. And then if you got a trophy, oh, it was like gold. It was like someone put gold in your hands and it melted. It was an incredible feeling. And I learned plenty of times in my life I came in not in first place, third or whatever I came in. But when I won, I knew the difference, and it makes you dig deeper. Now, you might be listening to this and saying to yourself, oh, is she full of it or what? But I don't think so. If you can't jump on the phone lines at 800-259-5791, send me your thoughts on this, because I want to really take the pulse on whether I'm just wrong and I'm off the tracks on this one, or you feel the same way, that we've become so soft. What's wrong with a kid coming in second or third? They can still be told, well, that was good. But you want them to to believe that they can win, that they can do that much better. Just saying, that's what I think. All right, this one I think you're all going to agree with as far as an outrage is concerned. I was stunned when I saw this headline, and I remember back to having my wisdom teeth taken out. Has anybody listening to me had their wisdom teeth taken out? You know what it's like. It is brutal. It's brutal afterwards, the way you feel. But certainly when you go to have that done, you're not thinking you're going to die. But the parents of a Maryland teenager who died earlier this year during wisdom tooth surgery have sued the oral surgeon and the anesthetist for medical malpractice. A 17-year-old junior, Jenny Olnick was her name, died from complications during an outpatient procedure that's performed on how many Americans every year? Do you know how many Americans get the wisdom teeth done? 5 million. It's so crazy. And what was really sad is I saw a clip on at one of the networks of the mother, and she said it's so hard. She was the only one we had. Oh. So they filed suit. I think that they have probably a leg to stand on here. They said they were negligent. They didn't resuscitate her after her heart rate and her blood oxygen level dropped. So both of them are named in the suit. They're not the father of the girl isn't commenting on it, but the mother is a little bit, and some other people are. So the surgery, I don't know, is it risky surgery? Do they need better emergency training for dentists and oral surgeons? Because it's got to be an unusual situation for that to happen. Do they know what to do when something like that happens? Because the medical examiner ruled the cause of the death to be oxygen deprivation while she was anesthetized. So could they have revived her? Could that have gone a different way? I mean, of course, any surgery would carry some risks, but the most common thing that I've ever heard with wisdom teeth is nerve damage, like where people have their tongue feels numb or their cheek or some other thing. And apparently that's, 11,000 people will get that out of all those people that have those surgeries. But I've very rarely heard of someone dying from the wisdom teeth being taken out. So that has to be a very, very young. And of course, they always recommend when you're younger that they pull the teeth so that you don't have problems when you're older, because it's not supposed to be as dangerous. You're supposed to be able to bounce back easier. I feel awful for those parents. I mean, I think that's obviously a layup that I believe they have a good leg to stand on with that case. However, that's not going to bring their daughter back, and that's the sad truth of that. And anytime you sit in a chair and you let someone do something to you, boy, you're rolling the dice. We're all at Vegas throwing the dice down the table, and how sad for that 17-year-old girl and her family. Mm-mm-mm.